Hillman be more of a change of pace guy, or just a guy who comes in to give Willis a breather, or a little bit of both?
Well, we've always played, you know, since we go back to days in Carolina with John and myself and the rest of the staff being together, we always played two guys, and we kind of just roll guys, you know, who's hot or they get in a roll, and, you know, just let them keep going. And then when they got to tap out because they're getting tired, put the other guy in and just keep going with the flow of the game, really. So I wouldn't say there's, you know, we're not saying he's only playing this many snaps, this and that. Him and Willis and Lance kind of go as the game goes along and let whoever's play and, you know, get in there. And there's certain, you know, there's always going to be a few plays here and there. You want special guys in for certain plays, but most things we do, you know, they can all do.
And what, you know, obviously had a good game last week, mm-hmm. but he also had the fumble. I don't know how much of that was his fault, or, I mean, how do you sum that all up?
Well, he's not the only one who's put the ball on the ground this year, so there's been a number of guys who've done that. That's a big emphasis of ours, just saying, hey, we got to protect the ball. You know, that's the most important thing when it's in your hands, protect the football and make sure we have another down. But, you know, he's a young player that's gotten better every week and worked extremely hard, and, he's fortunate to watch Willis every day the way Willis works out here, and he's got a good role model.
This is about the point where last year Willis started to have some nagging injuries. Are you concerned about that, and do you want to keep getting Hillman in there to make sure Willis is fresh?
Well, I think we're going to play, Willis is going to play. You know, and being a running back, you're going to get, beat up a little bit as the year goes on. And, that's why it's always nice to have a couple backs to let your, just keep staying the flow of the game. And if he needs a break here and there, you get a break. But that's all part of the game. And, you never want to get injured, but it's a physical game. And there aren't many times when you're back, you're not getting hit on every play. So it's part of it.
What challenges do their defense pose?
Well, we've got to go in there, number one. And, they play in a very tough division. Every week when they play in that division, it's a street fight. So we have to go in there with the attitude of, it's going to be a smash-mouth football game. And then we got to take care of what we've got to do.
What about their pass rushers, second in the league in sacks?
They've got a lot of sacks. They do a lot of different things to create pressure, on third down, the certain packages they have in. And then on first and second down, the very talented guys outside. And then they push the pocket inside. And when you have good coverage guys on the back end, they don't let you get rid of the ball all the time with good cut tight coverage, and sooner or later the pocket collapses.
Did you get nervous when Peyton hit his thumb on the helmet Sunday night?
Anytime the quarterback gets hit, you always think about things, but it's all part of it. And he's tough. He hung in there. He made a hell of a throw. And unfortunately, we had a breakdown on protection, which we have to eliminate.
He was just named AFC Offensive Player of the Month. As he continues to assault record books and get more accolades, does it surprise you at all?
Not at all. Peyton's who he is, and he comes to work every day, does a great job of leading everybody and doing what he's supposed to do.